Well, just this week during the annual league meeting in Orlando, Florida, the NFL made a significant announcement. The hip drop tackle has been officially banned from the game. In addition to discussing this pivotal ruling, there are some other things going on, some recent events with the Detroit Lions. You got Cam Sutton, who had been in contact with the team officials following the organization's discovery of a warrant for his arrest on a charge of domestic battery, and also the unveiling of some new team uniforms for the Lions. Let's bring in WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney to discuss these topics and more. Steve, good morning.
Good morning to you, Lloyd Group. Hello again, everyone. This chat brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Let's start with the still rather unfortunate incident, and might I add, increasingly bizarre story involving Cam Sutton. Now, Lions president Rod Wood was able to discuss some of the details at the NFL's league meetings down in Orlando. The story is, like I mentioned, a little bit bizarre. Rod Wood saying that the Lions found out about this stuff when everybody else did. In a subsequent interview with Fox 2, I believe the voice Dan Miller, President Wood said Sutton was in the Lions Allen Park training facility, unexpectedly working out with the team strength staff. When the Lions learned of the incident, Wood said Sutton left the building after that conversation, and the Lions have not spoken to him since. So there's that. Just for the record, Sutton was due a $10.5 million base salary this fall that became guaranteed earlier this month. The Lions have filed to void the guarantees in his contract, which Sutton and his agent can contest. They cut him last Thursday because the Lions, as you might suspect, have a zero tolerance policy in effect for domestic violence. So that story continues to unfold. Meanwhile, at the league meetings, there's all sorts of business that gets tended to. Rule changes. As you alluded to there, Lloyd, NFL owners have approved a rule proposal to ban the swivel hip drop tackle. League making this announcement yesterday. The violation will result in a 15-yard penalty if flagged in games. But know this, Troy Vincent, the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, strongly implied last week that it is likely to be enforced similarly to the use of the helmet rule, which typically leads to warning letters and fines in the week after a game rather than the flags during play.
Can we describe what a hip drop tackle is? Basically, the defender wraps himself around and then twists and uses his own weight to bring down the defender. And I think you're eight times more likely to get injured on a play like that than a non-hip drop. Isn't that their thrust?
Well, yeah. All of this, of course, Guy, is in the interest of safety. Now, NFL Executive Vice President Jeff Miller said there were 230 instances of the tackling technique occurring during a game last season, with 15 players missing time as a result.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for every action, there is a reaction. And there are those on the defensive side of the ball in the National Football League that are saying, look, it's clear the NFL could care less about defensive football. They want points. Case in point, J.J. Watt was among the many expressing his displeasure with the owner's vote on that tackling technique, posting on X, formerly Twitter, just fast forward to the belts with flags on them. So there's that. I don't think we have time to get into what I think is a very pressing issue, and that is changing up of the kickoff. Obviously, as we're mentioning safety in the NFL, kickoffs have been blamed, responsible for many a concussion. So there is a proposal. They didn't take care of it yesterday. Maybe today that they will bring in the XFL formula for kickoffs. I guess we can do it quickly. The kicker would continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players would line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. at least 9 members of the return team would line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard lines. Up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. You following me?
Mm-hmm.
No one other than the kicker and returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks would be marked at the 30-yard line, and no fair catches would be allowed. Furthermore, if you're a team in a situation that wants to onside kick, you will have to let the officials know that that is your intent. No more surprise onside kicks.
Kyle Meinke of MLive is saying that it just needs one more yes vote to pass in Orlando, and Dan Campbell likes it. He's been watching film of the XFL, and he can't wait to game plan.
Well, you know what? There's been so many touchbacks. A kick return, as we know, is extremely rare in the NFL. And I think what the league, is trying to do here, folks, is keep special teams in the game. It's
right.
Been a part of it forever.
Exactly.
So if you abandon it, it just takes a lot out of it. And they want to get this done before the draft because, obviously, if there's going to be an increase in return, you want to have the personnel to allow for that.
All right. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, we appreciate your time this morning.
All right, you folks have a wonderful day.
You as well. Guy, I know you have an update on what's going on.
Well, I think we're just going to be watching this very closely. We're expecting an update at 9:30 from Maryland transportation officials. We're going to be talking about what the protocols are around here in these parts when ships come down the Detroit River. And we'll be following up tomorrow, of course, on the Supreme Court oral arguments over banning the drug mifepristone, the so-called abortion drug. We'll be covering it all tomorrow. You guys have a great day.
You too.